For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. More children are living with relatives in Kentucky than any other state in the nation. Nearly 100,000 youth are in kinship care because of their parents' drug use, incarceration, abuse, or neglect. Yesterday, we brought you a story from Henderson on how the school district is offering emotional support groups for relative caregivers. As Lisa Autry reports in part two of this series, getting financial support is a bigger hurdle to overcome.
Nearly a year ago, Camille Wells of Henderson made a big commitment. She took in her 11 and 13-year-old nieces when their mother became homeless. With four biological children, the Wells are now a family of eight. Camille's husband works at a local factory, and she stays home with their youngest children, ages 1 and 4.
It's hard. My husband and I do everything we can. He works a lot of overtime. We do what we have to do. We even donate plasma if we need extra money for gas and groceries.
Camille's two teenage sons also chip in with family expenses, thanks to their job at the local Burger King. The Wells are in a cramped three-bedroom, one-bath home and just recently celebrated trading in their sedan for a minivan, which no longer means two trips everywhere they go. The Kids Count Data Center estimates 9% of Kentucky children have been under kinship or fictive care since 2016. While Camille and her husband are still working age, most relative caregivers are grandparents over the age of 50 and many living on fixed incomes. If the Wells were foster parents certified by the state, they would get more than $700 a month to help care for their nieces. But Camille voluntarily took in her nieces before the state removed the girls from their mother.
You know, we opened our home and we do everything that we can for them, but it can be a burden sometimes, you know, having two extra kids to take care of and provide all their needs. If mom's situation continued, the state would have took them and they would have been here anyway, or they would have been in foster care and the state would have been paying anyway. I feel like families like mine, that help should still be offered to us.
The Wells are considered informal kinship providers, which are the most common in Kentucky. Being an informal caregiver is seen as a trade-off, says Terry Brooks, who heads Kentucky Youth Advocates.
The state does not have any involvement. The upside, I think, probably for those grandparents is they do have autonomy. The downside is they get no benefits.
Formal kinship providers are caring for a relative child that's been removed from their birth parents by the State Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Typically, formal kinship providers receive $300 a month in payments through the Kinship Care Program, but it's been closed to new families since 2013 for lack of funding. The other category of kinship providers is relative foster care. Children removed by the state and placed with relatives who are licensed foster parents would get about $750 a month per child. Kentucky has the lowest rate in the nation of relative foster care, and most kinship families get little or no financial support from the state. Norma Hatfield of Hardin County is president of the Kinship Families Coalition of Kentucky. She's going to press lawmakers in the 2020 budget session to make all kinship providers eligible for cash assistance from the state.
It doesn't matter where they lay their head down at night, whether it's in a foster home or whether it's in grandma's home, because those kids need those resources when they're removed from their home, no matter where they go stay.
Hatfield says some kinship families receiving no financial assistance fear having to give child relatives to strangers providing foster care. Research shows children fare better in kinship care than other out-of-home placements. As the state works to provide more support for kinship families, child advocates say the onus of caring for these children falls on schools, nonprofits, and faith-based groups, proving it does take a village to raise a child. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.